Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the BPER third quarter 2018 consolidated results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Alessandro Bandelli, CEO of BPER. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining this conference call today about the 9-month 2018 result of BPER Group. This is Alessandro Vandelli, CEO, and I'm here with Roberto Ferrari, CFO, Alessandro Simonazzi, Head of Training and Control, and Gilberto Borghi, Investor Relations Manager. As an introduction to this conference call, I'd like to point out three main points. Try to keep my comments as short as I can in order to leave you enough time for the Q&A session. Please go to the executive summary of the presentation on page 5, available on our website. The first key point is capital resiliency. I'm anticipating what you can find on the slide about capital, because I think it is useful. We have demonstrated to be able to manage capital in a very effective way, even during a period of financial turmoil. This is due to, we can say, a wise diversification and accounting allocation strategy. Our Common Equity Tier 1 ratio fully phased increased to 12%, about 40 bps higher than Q2 level 11.6. The Common Equity Tier 1 phase-in came at 14.8, again higher than the one at the end of June 2018, and well above the SREP level 8.125% for 2018, as you know. How were we able to be supporting capital? You are probably familiar with the story, but in brief, retain earnings, first of all, through higher profitability, then RWA efficiency, and finally, wise managing of the financial portfolio. In these days, being able to increase the capital solidity and moreover of this magnitude means that we are doing a good job. The second main point is profitability. We realized a 9-month 2018 net profit of about 358 million euro, more than double the result of the same period 2017. What are the main factors? Substantially three. Positive trend in commissions, plus 6.1% year-on-year. Second, trading, including capital gain realized in Q1. And cost of credit in significant reduction to 45 basis points annualized in 9 months 2018 from 112 in 2017. Q3 net profit came at 50 million euro. In my opinion, it must be considered a good number given that this number includes the DGS ordinary contribution of 23 million euro. We are demonstrating a good level of ability in generating profits and then building capital. The third key point is asset quality. I'd like to underline that we keep focusing on the NPE strategy targets, delivering what we promised. We go through NPE details a little later. Anyway, here I want to mention the achievement realized just yesterday with the closing of the second bad loan securitization after the four Mori Sardegna closed last June. We finalized the securitization program according to the schedule of the plan, including in our broader NPE strategy 2018-2020. BPER bad loan securitization of euro 1.9 billion will enable us to reach an NPE gross ratio pro forma on September figures of 14.4%. Between 2016 and 2018, we drove the gross NPE ratio from 23.5% to about 14%, a significant drop of almost 10 percentage points, maintaining a very sound level of capital. I consider this a great achievement of our group and a very good starting point to do even better in the coming years. Now, let's go quickly into the analysis of the nine-month 2018 results, leaving enough time for the Q&A session at the end of the presentation. On page seven, we can appreciate the growth of total funding at 92.5 billion euro, both in direct and indirect and bank insurance buckets. This means the ability, first, to manage correctly the mix of funding sources on direct funding, both retail and institutional, and second, to increase the asset under management in bank insurance sector, which now accounts for about 45% of the total. On slide eight, we show a breakdown of our direct funding, which comes at 51.2 billion euro in September 2018. Customer funding weighs for 89%, and only about 11% is institutional. Customer funding comes at 45.4 billion euro, up versus both the beginning of the year and June, showing a further increase in current accounts and sight deposits, only partially offset by a decrease of retail bonds and CDs. We are still working to decrease certain forms of institutional funding, which are particularly expensive, and at the same time, we are focusing on switching direct funding in favor of indirect ones. Retail standing bonds are declining. Finally, I'd like to draw your attention to the wide level of flexibility in managing our group's funding strategy due to the very low state bond maturities in 2018, only 1 billion euro of covered bond in October this year, already pre-funding with a successful issue of 500 million euro of covered bond in July, which was well received by investors, and we have no maturity in 2019. I think that in this challenging environment is particularly positive. Page nine, this is one of the sectors we care most about and where we are doing an excellent job. Asset under management stock exceeded for the first time 20 billion euro, despite the recent financial market turmoil, showing our ability to drive the growth of that important segment. Bank insurance stock is growing steadily, +1.3% year to date and 1.8% since June, and now we are very close to 5 billion euro. Despite market stress in Q2 and Q3, net asset under management inflows were 1 billion euro in the 9 months. Moving on to page 10, you see the trend of customer loans. We note a slight decrease in Q3 by 0.3% versus Q2, that we consider substantially a positive result given the current worsening economic environment in Italy and our focus on asset quality. Moreover, mortgages showed an increase by 1% versus Q2. You can see that the risky trend is continuing, even considering the balance securitization for Moris Sardegna in June for 0.9 billion euro. Overall, we note some positive signals coming from credit demand, even though it's too early to say if it will be sustainable in the coming quarters given the current economic situation. In Q3, we still see the decline of the NPE stock, about which we are going to go into details later. The quality of the performing book is still improving, as shown by the ratings in the top right box. The high-risk bucket is declining quite significantly, reaching 4.1% in the 9 months and more than half in the last 4 years. Let's go to page 11. You can appreciate the asset quality further improvement. You can see the strong decrease of the gross NPE stock, well below 9 billion euro, minus 1.7 billion since the beginning of 2018. The gross ratio stands at 17.3, down by 2.6 percentage points from 19.9 of January 18. The net NPE ratio now is at 8.3%, falling from 9.2% in January 18. The focus here is to confirm the high-quality job we are doing in delivering our NPE strategy. After the bad loan securitization for Morris Sardegna in June yesterday, we finalized the BPER Banca bad loan securitization for a gross book value of 1.9 billion euro. We consider this to be a successful deal. It's important to highlight that after the consolidation of that portfolio, expecting in Q4, the NPE gross ratio pro forma on 9 month figures is 14.4%. So between 2016 and 2018, we were able to decrease the NPE ratio from 23.5 to about 14%, with a drop of almost 10 percentage points for now delivered. From here, we are convinced that we are able to improve further. NPE coverage is still high at 56.7, and unlikely to pay improved further to 42.2. Good news is also coming from the tax inflation, now down to 94%. Moving on to page 12, after the big improvement between 2016 and 2017, also confirming the first part of this year with a fourth rate of 1.9%, we can expect further improvement in the coming quarters. Bad loans recovery rate reaches about 6%, demonstrating that our servicing platform, BPER Credit Management, is a very efficient machine, and it is doing an excellent job and playing an important role within our overall NPE strategy. Page 13, the securities portfolio slightly increased in Q3 versus Q2, through further diversification in core Europe bonds. The long-term trend of reducing the Italian government bond ratio on total assets continues, and now the Italian government stands at 7.8%, down from 10.9% in 2014. The overall exposure to the domestic risk is almost half versus 2014. Currently, only the 45.3% of the securities portfolio is invested in Italian issuers, both govies and other assets. Italian govies count for 33.4% of the securities portfolio. Our target is to reduce it even further. Now we can move on to profit and loss figures on page 15. As you know, 9 month figures are not comparable to 2017 once because of a change in the scope of the consolidation due to the new tariff and acquisition. On this slide, the most important figure is the net profit in the 9 months, which reached 358 million euro. We can really be satisfied of this achievement. It is explained in particular by the very positive trend in net commissions, the net profit from financial activities, and a significant reduction of the cost of risk. But now I'd like to go into more detail. Let's turn to page 16. NII performance seems to stabilize when considered net of the IFRS 9 reclassification effect. Looking ahead to Q4, the NII position should benefit from an expected increase of volumes as well as an improvement in spread helped by a decrease of the cost of funding to the maturity of 1 billion covered bond in October. On page 17, we can show the very positive performance of net commission, up by 6.1% year-on-year. Going into more details on commissions, we see that the growth is supported mainly by the asset under management, +15.1%, and bank assurance, +36.9% year-on-year, recording also a positive increase of traditional fees, +0.5% year-on-year. I consider the Q3 figures a good result given the usual seasonality. On page 18, operating income has been supported by trading income in the period, +190.9 million euro, including the realized gains on bonds in Q1. And then we must add 13.8 million euro of dividends. Moving forward on page 19, the 2 9-month periods are not comparable due to the different remittances. Q3 operating costs decreased by 10.1% quarter on quarter, mainly due to the staff cost seasonality of the quarter. Then also it shows lower administrative costs versus Q2. We know that the cost reduction is one of the main priorities of the group, and we are committed to working hard on it. Cost of credit on page 20. Here, we continue to have a very important reduction as expected, especially. Loan loss provisions came at 155.2 million euro, or 45 bps analyzed. This is the confirmation of the expected trend. The improvement of the cost of risk is one of the main contributors to profitability in 2018, currently with the asset quality improvement. I can confirm our conservative guideline of around 50-60 basis points for this year. Page 22. Our liquidity position is solid thanks to the growth of the total eligible assets by 8.6% since the beginning of the year to 17.3 billion euro, along with a bucket of unencumbered eligible assets of 4.5 billion euro and extra liquidity of 3.2 billion euro made by deposit with the ECB. Both LCR and NSFR ratios stand above 100%. With reference to the capital position on page 23, we show in Q3 a significant increase of the Common Equity Tier 1 ratio, fully phased by about 40 bps to 12% versus 11.6 in Q2. I think this is a remarkable result, in particular in light of the challenging economic and market environment. It's a demonstration of our ability in capital management and of the great attention we put on the solidity of the capital position. The main part of the increase is due to two factors. First, the RWA reduction related to credit and market risk, and second, notable level of retained earnings net of pro quota dividend. The negative impact due to the reduction of the overall fair value of the comprehensive income reserves is only 9 basis points. Now, In conclusion, let me highlight the key final messages on page 25. First, in a very challenging economic and financial environment, we have been able to increase our Common Equity Tier 1 by about 40 basis points to 12%. We are, in a few words, very resilient and committed to maintaining a solid capital base. Second, it must be recognized that we are delivering on asset quality in line with our NPE strategy. Consider the consolidation of Acqui portfolio between 2016 and 2018, we have been able to reduce our gross NPE ratio from 23.5% to about 14% pro forma, by almost 10 percentage points. While doing this, we have maintained a sound level of capital. And from here, we are going to further improve our asset quality. Third, we have demonstrated the ability to reach better profitability levels, supported in particular by the reduction of the cost of risk and the positive trend in commissions. Now, thank you all for your time and attention. Now, we are ready to start the Q&A session and take your questions. Thank you very much.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Jean Noé with Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, and thanks for the presentation. I just wanted to ask, because this year we've had a low level of cost of risk to start with, and it's slowly reverted to what is looking more like a normal or more normal level. I just wanted to know whether you would share your view as to what we are looking at for the rest of the year and maybe next year on the cost of risk, given the level of volatility that there has been on the up and down side recently. And secondly, over the last few weeks, I think I saw a comment from Unipol that they were confident that Unipol Banca could be a good partner for BPER Banca, and I just wanted to know whether you would be able to share views on that. Thank you very much.
Okay. First of all, thank you very much for your question. And about the first point about the cost of risk, first of all, we are extremely satisfied with the 45 basis point of cost of risk analyzed 9 months 2018. Our expectation is to confirm our guideline of a cost of risk at the end of the year between 50 and 60 basis point. This is, let me say, a prudent approach, but anyway, we can confirm this is our expectation. And we think also that at this level, around 50-60 basis point, is probably at the normalized level coming years. And after our strong cleanup and also the better quality of the bonus portfolio, as I tried to explain during my presentation. About Unipol Banca, I want to express my view in wider terms and not on specific options or targets. Let me say simply that BPER Groups has a strong focus on all opportunity of growth, both internal and external, but there are two important elements. First of all, it's important to create value for the shareholders, obviously. And the second point is that our priority remains the de-risking strategy. So all the opportunity are analyzed from this point of view, create value for shareholders and in line with the de-risking strategy. Said this, on the market there are different option. Now the focus, as I said before, is the receipt. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
The next question is from Riccardo Rovere with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Good morning to good evening to everyone. A couple of questions, if I may. The first one is again on the risking. Now you have completed the one in Banco di Sardegna. Yes, they have announced the 2 billion in the old BPER. If I remember correctly, your original de-risking plan still sees another billion to be carried out in 2019 or 2020. I was wondering whether the 1 billion left is everything, or do you expect to do more to get closer and closer to the 10% kind of magic threshold, maybe before the end of 2019? Do you think this is possible? If I remember correctly, you marked down to market 6 billions of bad loans at the time of IFRS 9 first time adoption, if I remember correctly, and you're planning to sell 4 or 4.5, if I remember correctly. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Riccardo, for your question. Let me express, first of all, our full satisfaction for what we were able to complete this year, because in 6 months' time, we completed the full securitization on Banco di Sardegna, and now we are closing the second one on BPER, and probably at the end of November or beginning of December, we will have the recognition of the second portfolio. And you remember right, this is a first step, around 3 billion euro of disposal through securitization, but we have another important bucket, around 1-2 billion euro of more bad loans portfolio with a very high coverage. So let me say that we are positive, and now for the first time probably is more what we completed in the past compared with what we expect to do in the near future. And I repeat, I think that on the bucket of around 6 billion euro with very high coverage, it's possible to select other portfolio to reduce our NPE gross ratio. About the target, I do confirm that we want to go below 10% as fast as possible. We said that this target was last conference for 2021. We are sure to be able to reach before than the 2021. I don't know 2019, but anyway, we expect another drop during 2019 because we are already working on another portfolio.
Just to be sure I understand it correctly, you have marked down to market 6 billion, 3 billion have already gone. The original plan was going for another billion, and did I understand it correctly that you would have another 1.2 billion of gross NPLs with very high coverage that you might think about selling on top of the 3 and on top of the 1 residual out of the 4 billions of the original plan? Am I getting it right?
What we tried to explain when we completed the ESTA provisioning at the beginning of the year was that we have 6 billion selected with high coverage. Among these 6 billion, we expected to have something around 4.5 billion with high probability of disposal. So 3 completed, 1.5 to complete in the coming month. What I said is that probably we have something more close to 2 billion more, so half billion in excess compared with the 4.5 billion euro originally expressed. So 3 already completed. We are working now on a portfolio of 1 billion. So we expect to understand what is possible to do. And then we think to have another billion for other disposals.
Okay. Now it's clear. Now it's very clear. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Riccardo.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone. The next question is from Hugo Cruz with KBW. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking the time. I have three questions. One, I don't understand the CET1 improvement. You know, you talk about the, you know, the bond portfolio, but the way I see it, all the improvement was on RWAs, so the RWA density improved. That I would assume is somehow model related, so if you could explain. And then on inflows, so when, you know, gross NPL inflows, when I compare 9 month 18, 9 month 17, and, you know, I strip out the first half, actually there looks like there was a big increase in inflows year on year. You know, I can't do the Q on Q, but year on year, certainly there seems to be the case. So what's driving this? And then, you know, there was the expectation there was going to be an investor day. You know, press, I think, speculated could be, you know, could be perhaps still by the end of the year. I mean, can you give us a date or, you know, again, your thoughts on that? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for your question. And first of all, about the common equity one, and I have to Roberto Ferrari CFO to enter into the details of the different elements that push up our common equity one to 12%.
Okay.
Please, Roberto.
On common equity one and risk-weighted assets relief, actually we had around 30, 29 basis points to be correct. One part is for 150 million on market risk, that is mainly due to disposal of ABS and a redemption of a CDO that had a very high density of risk-weighted asset, that was 1,000, risk-weighted asset density was 1,250. So actually we had a very important relief through a redemption of a CDO and a disposal of ABS. On the securities portfolio, we sold covered bonds mainly from Canada and Australia that are very high quality covered bond, but in our case, as we use cooperating, we had 100% risk weightings. So we had around 300 million relief on securities risk-weighted assets. And on lending, we have another 300 million relief due to the different composition of our lending. So we had more mortgages, the retail mortgages, with the low density of risk-weighted assets. And also we have the impact of the GACS, the government, the guarantee by the government on the Quattro Mori.
About your second question, and in particular on the net NPE inflows, let me say first of all that what is important is that we are confirming the strong drop between the level of 2015-2016 and the level of 2017-2018 in terms of default rate. 9 months 17 and 18 are at the same level of 1.9%. Said this in the last period, 2018, in the last part of this period, we had some big ticket in the construction that has this effect on the size of the inflows. For the last part of the year, we are positive, and we think that it's possible to add to the effect of the disposal of Acqui, so the 14.4 of NPE gross ratio, some positive effect coming from default rate, cure rate, and also on the recovery rate managed by our deeper credit management company. The last point is about the investor day, and I think you refer to our business plan. And let me express where we are today. We have already completed a large part of the activity for our new business plan, and let me express we are particularly satisfied for all these activities. But we try to understand if is correct in this current uncertainty on the market, and this business plan so important for BPER Group, and also because there are some uncertainties also about many important elements related to the budget law of Italy. So we try to understand if it's possible to have more clear view on this point. Said this, express that I don't want to wait much time, so let me say probably the beginning of the year is possible that we decided to have the investor day to present to the market. So let me say not more than 3 months, and we will be on the market for the business plan.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Giovanni Rassoli with Equita. Please go ahead.
Good evening to everybody. A clarification on the outlook for the Common Equity Tier 1, which was, as you pointed out, very, very strong in the Q3. I was wondering if you can share with us what could be, all else being equal, the positive impact from the GACS on the last securities, on the last NPL disposal that you have just announced. And if I remember correctly, is there also other impact from the rolling of the IRB models to other portfolio in terms of credit risk? So what could be the positive impact additional in the Q4? Thank you.
Well, about the second element that you mentioned, I confirm that we are still waiting for the alignment of the CERBRA, our control bank in Piedmont, of the portfolio of this company. We expect now only to have the confirmation by ECB, and we expect to have by the end of the year. Let me express that the impact of this alignment will be something around 10-15 basis points of Common Equity 1. On the other question,
yes.
Roberto?
Actually, we are still working on the number, but it should be between 100 and 150 million of capital relief through the GACS on the second securitization.
So it's going to be a very major impact, right?
Sorry?
It's a major impact. 100 million euros of capital is...
capital relief, of risk-weighted asset relief, my fault, sorry.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Roberto.
It's been better, yeah.
Next question is from Ignacio Cerezo with UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Three questions for me. If you can give us some clarity on the tax rate actually going forward, I mean, you can incorporate any comment from your best approximation of new government initiatives here. The second one is whether, given the coverage you have on the UTP exposures, you would consider selling UTP over sovereignty to accelerate the de-risking. And the third one is if you can give us a figure in terms of the net interest income you think you're going to lose as a result of the 1.9 billion securitization from yesterday. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your question. And first of all, let me say, I will take first of all the UTP. Only to express that we have, I think, a good level of coverage also with an increase in last quarter, more than 42%. And we are analyzing the opportunity to work on some disposal of UTP. Today we have already completed, or we are analyzing some opportunity on a single name. And so we are working on different single name, and probably we are positive on some of these negotiations. On the other side, we think that it's possible to see also in the near future some portfolio of unlikely to pay. We have completed a first analysis of our portfolio. There is an important bucket with significant real estate collateral, and we think this is an opportunity to work on the disposal of this other element. About the tax rate, let me say only the first element, then I ask you, our CFO, to express other elements. This year, as you see, we are today around 6% of tax rate, more or less, and we confirm by the end of the year that our tax rate will be below 10%. This was what we expressed also in the last conference call. We confirm it. We have also room to control the level of tax rate in the coming years, and I would like to ask Roberto to specify some elements on this side.
On the future tax rate, it is very difficult to answer because, as you know better than me, it depends on the fiscal framework that in Italy is changing, also through the new intervention by the government. So I would prefer not to answer on that. What we can say, we still have at the end of the year, we still have past losses for more than 1 billion that will generate DTA in the future for around 350 million that we will benefit of those DTA in the future onwards.
Finally, speaking about the NII, first of all, in the third Q, looking at the IAS 39 pro forma, for after some quarter, we saw a stabilization of the level of NII. This is, in my view, extremely important, and we expect to see in the fourth quarter a positive trend due to two factors. First of all, in the last part of the year, traditionally we have an increase in the volumes of loans, and this is one effect. The second one is probably a reduction of the cost of funding. Also because in October there was the experiment of a covered bond with a high level of yield, it was around
2.7,
and so the effect on the last quarter will be positive. Thinking about the future, so in 2019 and also in the near future, obviously I think that it's important to understand what could be the impact of coming from the volume. This is important. We are working in a different area, in particular in the consumer credit. This is the only area with a very important spread today in Italy. Only to give you an idea, in this sector, the spread is not far from 6%, so we are working to increase the amount of this area to sustain positively the NII in 2019. So at the end, positive for the last quarter of the year, and we saw the stabilization and a little bit increase, but positive also for 2019.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Riccardo Rovere with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my follow-up question. With regard to the securitization that you have announced, that you announced yesterday, do you think it is more correct to see the amount of junior, mezzanine, and senior notes that the SPV will issue against 1.9 billion or against 2.1 billion, saying, did you sell it at 30% of the gross book value, or did you sell it at 32% of gross book value?
So we sold at 32% of the gross book value, that is 1.9 billion euro. So the structure is related to this level of price. So we have, as you probably So in the press release yesterday, around 63 million euro of mezzanine notes and around 10-11 million euro of junior notes. And last part is senior notes. Let me say that we are particularly satisfied of the structure of the deal, where it was possible to have an important portion of senior notes, you know, that the senior note will be retained after the GACS in the balance sheet of BPER Group, so without any risk-weighted asset.
Okay. And you think using the GACS is still a convenient way to deconsolidate NPLs despite the likely rise in the CDS of the basket underlying the GACS?
Well, obviously, the price of the GACS is increasing. It's important to understand, that today the price is related to the average of 2 months and not 6 months as it was in the last version of GACS. So this is a negative impact and more cost for the securitization. But anyway, I think it's still the better and the more convenient way to complete a disposal. Let me say what is important is to analyze the characteristic of the portfolio. And typically, as you can see, you must have an important portion of a secure portfolio. In the case of BPER was around 60%. In the case of Banco Tesei Sardegna, something less than 60%. So what is important is to understand if the composition of portfolio is good for a securitization. On the other hand, you can have probably the opportunity to sell smaller portfolio but to specialize the buyer. For example, you know, on the market there is someone specialized in single ticket or small ticket portfolio or single name and so on. There isn't only one strategy but different strategy for different portfolio of bad loans. Till now, I think that the securitization with GACS, there is a premium on the price.
Okay, very clear, thanks.
Mr. Vandelli, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so no closing remarks, just thank you very much for the attention and have a good evening and see you soon. Bye-bye, Ben. Thank you very much.